Hola a todos, este es Veritable Virgo. Quiero dar un llame a todos los oyentes de este maravilloso podcast.
Hello everyone, this is Veritable Virgo. I want to give a shout out to all the wonderful listeners of this podcast.
Grabé la muestra presenta en español solo para Ricky, ya que el estudio del español o al menos aprender el idioma por inyección.
I recorded the show's intro in Spanish, just for Ricky, since he is studying Spanish, or at least learning the language by injection.
Aquí va. Bienvenidos a un nuevo episodio de Full Monkeys, el número uno para el podcast La Comunidad de Vega, Lesbiana, Bisexual y Transgénero. Ahora aquí son sus presentadores Ricky, Pichole y Julian.
Here goes. Welcome to a new episode of Foul Monkeys, the number one podcast for the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender community. Now here are your hosts, Ricky, Nicole, and Julian.
Menos Nicole.
Yes. And we want to thank Veritable Virgo for sending us that intro.
Yes, how much do I love being the number one podcast of gays, lesbians, bis, and transgenders?
Was that the podcast?
The podcast.
Sarah.
A Sarah Palin coming right out of me.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
And you have downloaded episode 223.
Wow.
I can't believe it. 223 fucking shows. So, the last show was crazy.
I
had so much fun.
Until the phone call started fucking up and driving me crazy.
But I think they have something new that's going to go on. Does this sound kind of...
What?
I guess. I don't know. I just seem kind of...
No, you know. It sounds fine to me.
It was so cool to interact with everybody and have, let me separate the monitors here so I can see.
Oh, so you can see me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoyed the chat room a whole lot, and the first hour, the calls for the first hour were awesome, and then after that it started being all noise and feedback, and I'm like, you know what, fuck this, it's more trouble than it's worth.
Julian got a little angies.
I'm sorry,
He got a little Joan on us there.
I had to take my Midol 2000 and...
Midol 2000. Oh, God. But, yes, it was fun to interact with everyone and to just be a part of that whole thing. Like, I think there was 23, 24, 27 podcasters, something like that.
Yeah.
I mean, for 48 hours, it was pretty good.
And there were people in the chat room from all over the world.
Was crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, there was someone from Singapore or something in our room.
Right.
I was like, oh my God.
I know.
So, I should check the Singapore iTunes reviews and see if they've left us a review, although I can't read it.
You can't read Singaporeanese?
No. Is that what it's called?
I have no earthly idea.
So, we are going to be doing some more live shows. I just have to get with Daniel Brewer and have him put us onto the website. It'll always be from 1 to 2 on a Sunday. So, and we'll announce the show before if we're going to do a live show. And, you know, check into Twitter with us. Julian hasn't checked in. Julian hasn't gotten Twitter yet, but as soon as he gets his iPhone, he'll do it.
No.
Yes, you will.
No, I'm not Twittering.
Yes, you will.
But they're more than...
But you don't have an option. Yet.
Yeah, no. I do. But they're more than welcome to check my Facebook, so...
Yeah, you can check our Facebooks and our MySpace. I'm thinking about deleting my MySpace page, at least my personal one.
MySpace is...
It's passé. So 2005.
It's passé.
Yeah. Although I'm still trying to learn how to use Facebook.
It's not that hard.
I just hate getting all those fucking requests. Well, somebody just bear hugged you. Someone just slapped you with a frog.
There's a button there called ignore.
I do hit ignore and I still get them.
Well, just keep hitting ignore.
Well, I don't like that. Why can't I just not get the thing at all?
Just don't look at them. I mean, it's not that difficult.
But I have to.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So, anyway, yeah, we've been having, like, really hot weather here in Florida, and it fucking sucks.
Yeah. And not to mention they've been cutting a huge oak tree down in our front yard this past week, which has made the front of the house, like,
so hot.
25 degrees hotter than it was.
My room is so hot sometimes.
Yeah.
Even the weather makes it hot too.
Yeah, I heard that. Whore.
Sorry, I'm just getting into the show notes here on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
What all we have to talk about today?
Well, let's see. 4th of July was yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't do anything. Me and Nicole hung out at her house and watched movies.
I went to a big party with a bunch of friends, and they had rented a huge-ass inflatable slip and slide with water jets that squirted off.
Was it like a really tall one you had to climb upstairs?
Well, you didn't have to climb upstairs, but it had like a big things that go over the top of it, and it had water jets squirting down on it. It had one of those big blowers, like, you know, like a bounce house has to keep it inflated at all times. Uh-huh. So, yeah, it was cool.
Or did they just have you blowing into it?
No.
No.
Some of course, somebody ended up naked by the end of the evening.
Were they on the slip and slide naked?
Of course.
Were they hot? Were they cute?
Not really.
Do you know him?
I've heard of him, but I've never actually met him. And, you know, no, it was not me. So I did not partake in the slip and slide because I am not taking my shirt off to show my fat and white.
Oh, you're fat. You are killing me right now.
Well, I'm just saying.
Julian, you have no
you should have seen
fat on
some
body.
Of the people here. Literally.
Well, that's because they don't eat. Really? And they don't eat.
Yeah, but I don't look like that.
Or they eat and throw up. So, you're natural. They're not.
Mm, well, still. I
would... Oh, are they listening to the show?
No.
Hey, if you are.
But I was not taking my shirt off. So, anyway, I partook in the drinking games and the drinking and the shots and...
Yeah, see, there's one thing I don't do, and that's beer pong, because I think that is the nastiest fucking game
Well, we played a game called Flip Cup.
Mm-hmm.
You ever played that?
No.
Well, you have four people...
Does it involve a ping pong ball?
No.
Okay.
Four people on one side of the table, four people on the other side of the table. Well, the first two people on the end, like, have to tap their cup and tap each other and then drink. Then you put the cup, like, half on the edge of the table, and you gotta, like, flip it. And when it flips upside down, the next person can drink. And you go down the line to see which side.
But I don't get it, so everyone's drinking.
Uh-huh.
So what's the point of the game?
Well, whoever fucks up or to get drunk, just like the point of every other drinking game.
Okay, well, yeah. I've never heard of that game. We'll have to play it. Maybe if we have a Halloween party, we can have it.
Sounds good.
Because you have, like... as Big Fatty believes, Halloween is gay Christmas.
Well, of course. And,
and you have everything.
My garage is filled with Halloween decorations.
Do you, like, fill up the front yard and everything?
Oh,
is
yeah.
It, like, ridiculous?
Oh, yeah.
When do you put it up?
Beginning of October.
Oh, Lord. Does it have, like, lights and spotlights and...
No spotlights, but lights and... Yeah.
Do you have one of those big inflatable things? Like with bats flying inside the ball or whatever.
I have a big inflatable pumpkin that goes on the front porch.
Oh, Lord. Can't wait.
I know.
So let's see here what I got in the show notes here. Well, Fast and the Furious is kind of old, so don't go see that movie. Nicole forced me to go see it, and it sucked.
Everybody's saying Transformers sucked.
Transformers wasn't too bad. It was a little long for me.
Right.
And we shouldn't have went to go see it at like 10:45. Because by the time 1:15 came, all right.
Well, that and probably all the little high school jits were.
Well, there really wasn't many of those because I think they have a curfew.
Oh.
So most of them were. So most of them were adults. And it wasn't bad, actually.
Wow.
I mean, I think the air conditioner goes off at a certain time in there. So it was, like, burning up.
Ew.
Like, at the end.
Uh-uh.
You know, everybody breathing.
I would have went to the manager and said, you know what? Mama is hot and I don't sweat. So you're going to
need free tickets.
You're gonna have to give me my money back.
I might have to email them and see if they'll send me something.
That is not kosher.
So we have this theater here called Mugs and Movies. And I'm sure that a lot of places have this type of thing of where... It's like a movie but it's like a dinner place. So you can have dinner and eat movie at the same time. You can eat dinner and watch a movie at the same time.
Yes, we also refer to it as the ghetto theater.
Yeah, because it's only $2.50. But I really want to talk about the type of people that go there.
Oh, okay.
They're close to CC's pizza people. But just a little bit more trashier and illiterate, I guess. Because there was this one guy reading the menu, and he was like, "Oh, I don't get it. Is this like popcorn and chicken?
Mm-mm.
Is that like a combo that comes together?
God damn.
Yeah. And I was like, Nicole. I don't get it. Is this like popcorn and chicken?
All I can do is get a mental image of like some chicken legs sitting on a basket of popcorn.
And of course, he was like, you know, 900 pounds and like he had long, like nasty hair, except for there was nothing up around here. He had like Hulk Hogan hair. You know how his hair is?
Ew.
So, yeah, that was interesting. And his wife and his five daughters were cute too. Let me tell you. Woof. Woof. And I don't mean woof.
You have to differentiate between.
So how do we do that? How do we differentiate between the woofs? Is it like woof, and then the other one's like woof?
I don't know. I'll leave that up to you.
No, that's okay. I don't think I want to do that.
So, how about one of our favorite people resigning her job?
Sierra Palin. Why do you think she's doing it?
Well, I tend to agree with what you said to me earlier about mm-hmm. that there's probably some big scandal that's about to break, and
uh-huh.
she just might have went ahead and got it out of the way for it.
I wonder what it is. I might die to know. I'm, like, itching.
Trig is probably fathered by Levi Johnston.
George Bush.
As well.
Oh! He's kind of cute.
He was banging Bristol and Sarah.
He's cute. He's dumb as a fucking box of rocks.
Yeah.
Twinned it. What were we talking about the other day? We were talking, and it was so funny. And I was like, oh my God, I wish that would have been on the show.
Oh, yeah.
We're old. We can't think of what we talked about like 3 hours ago.
That's because we didn't go to bed till like 10.
Yeah. Old biddies.
We have to go to bed at 6 or we're grumpy.
We go to bed at 6 and wake up at 3 to make biscuits and read the paper.
And coffee.
I try not to drink the coffee in the mornings because it's like a natural laxative.
I have to have coffee, otherwise I'm a tired.
I just do crack.
Bitchy bitch.
Just do crack. It's a lot cheaper than coffee too.
No.
Mm-hmm. No. Just one rock is like $5. Lasts you like 3 weeks.
That's because it's got fucking battery acid and rat poison right. in there with it.
And you forgot Comet.
Yeah, there you go.
And bleach. Lelehi or Lalehia. That's what that is in Spanish.
What, bleach?
Mm-hmm.
Or crack
rock? Lalehia. Crack rock? I don't know what that is in Spanish.
cocaína.
La coquina. All right, so let's see what else we got here. Pride 48 and more live shows. We did that already. Nicole's sister is trying out for American Idol, and she sings really, really good.
That too. Doesn't mean anything.
I know.
She might not get through the screeners.
I know. But what I'm saying is, if she does, she's totally wearing a Foul Monkey shirt when she's on TV.
Yeah.
How awesome would it be if we got, like, super famous because her sister got super famous?
That works for me.
But she's a really good singer, so I hope she makes it, at least to, like, whatever round. All and right. at least to be on TV.
Yeah, not one of the people they make fun of.
Yeah.
No, although, even if she gets on TV wearing a Foul Monkey shirt and they make fun of her, that'll still work.
I don't think they'll make fun of her because she sings good.
Publicity.
Yes.
Even bad publicity is good publicity.
But she already has an outfit she's wearing for this.
Fuck for the judges. Her. We can still put Foul Monkeys
on something.
On it. Somewhere. I'll write it on her
on forehead.
Forehead.
Maybe if she gets her golden ticket to go to California, she could be like, I'm going to California, Foul Monkeys. Well, how that would be so cool. Like, Chris would probably have a heart attack, the guy that does the website or does you know, the storage and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah, because you know that shit would blow up.
Yeah, right. He'd be like, I'm going to start charging you bitches. Mm. Which, by the way, I want to say thank you to him. We were actually talking on Twitter, and I was just thanking him for allowing us to have free space on his server so we don't have to pay for that, because that's an additional, like, I don't know, certain amount of money a month.
Or was that who you were saying thank so-and-so, because without that you wouldn't have Foul Monkeys Entertainment? Yes. And I read that, I'm like thinking, well, thank us too, because without us you wouldn't have Foul Monkeys Entertainment either.
Bring it all back to you.
Damn.
All back to you.
I said us, bitch.
But you're thinking more me, right?
Well, yeah, of course, yeah. But...
I'm gay. I know how that works.
It's all back to me.
Exactly. Now, more back to you. Let's talk about Dick Cheney in Chili's.
Oh,
and yes. We wanted to get a picture so bad.
But somebody's phone wouldn't
go that far.
Yeah.
Yours would. Oh, wait. Do you have a camera phone? Yeah, it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
So we were sitting.
Thank you, Samsung Electronics. Somehow I don't think they'll ever be a sponsor on our show.
No, I don't think so. So we were at Chili's eating. Julie and I were like, we're hungry. Let's go eat something.
Yeah, and we went to Chili's, which turned out to be a mediocre experience at best.
Pretty much, because somebody got a stomachache afterwards. Mm-hmm. Remember? We were like ickies.
I know. I thought I was going to throw up, but...
But our waitress was, like, super happy, wasn't she?
That's because she just did a bump of Coke or something.
Oh, my God. Are you talking to somebody? Oh, my God. Is it his God? Blah, blah, blah,
blah. Anything else I can get free? Okay. She was, like, skinny and blonde and perky and everything.
She's pretty.
Everything we hate about
girls.
Yeah.
Puke. So we're sitting there.
Go away with your vagina.
Yeah. I smell it.
Ugh. It's like a seafood restaurant.
Oh, stop it. Now that you say that, because you're always constantly saying that vagina like smells like fish.
Catch of the day.
All I can think about that. Like, every time I think vagina now, I automatically think seafood. And I hate that, because I used to talk about I always like talking about vagina. Even though I don't like it or care for it that much.
See, I'm glad I've turned you off of it like any responsible gay man should be.
Well, I'm not really turned off by it, because I can still talk about a bloody vagina. But,
no.
You know,
I'm sure there are women that listen and probably think, oh my God, he's a woman hater. No, I'm not a woman hater. I just don't like that thing between your legs.
That gash that never heals.
No. Appeal to me whatsoever. I don't want to see it. I don't want to smell it. I don't want to look at it.
That hairy clam.
Ugh. And I certainly don't want to have sex with it. And you might as well put a bullet in my head before you think I'd stick my tongue on it. Just fucking shoot me right now. Because that will never happen.
So, Dick Cheney.
Yeah, that was quite the tangent
Ramble. We
went on there. Right. Yeah, anyway. So anyway, we're sitting at Chili's waiting on our food, and I look over and I'm like, oh, Ricky, Dick Cheney's sitting over there at the far table. He looks, he's like, oh my God. I'm like, we found his secure, undisclosed location in Chili's.
At Lakeland, Florida, Southside. I swear to God, it literally looked like Dick Cheney.
He even had like the head tilt and the scowl.
Mm-hmm. And he even said, I'm so angry.
At these baby back ribs.
I want my baby back ribs.
Terrorist.
Chili's baby back ribs.
Terrorist.
Barbecue sauce. Terrorist. That's funny.
Oh, God.
Check out Halliburton.
Yeah. I wish he would go away and shut his fucking mouth.
He's
going
to die soon. He shot somebody's face off. I mean,
pretty sure, judging by the last election, the country has pretty much spoke its feelings about the Bush-Cheney years. So it's time for him to shut up and go away.
And I hope Helen isn't thinking about anything, because she'd have to be a dumbass.
Even if she tries to run, she ain't going to do shit.
Right. Hopefully.
So, Sarah, if you're listening...
Because we know she is.
Because, you know, she's got probably a fan.
Her and Trig and Stick and Mud.
I'm sure Sarah's a fan of Foul Monkeys. So, Sarah, if you're listening, stay in Alaska. You have no future in national politics. None.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You want to do some phone calls and email?
Yeah. Sounds great.
All right. Here we go.
You betcha.
Play the song you love.
You betcha.
You betcha.
We love a listener. We know you love us too. We love our listeners. We know you love us too. Call out.
Stop doing me.
I have never done you. Thank you. Unlike so many, many, many other men.
We're waiting on a shorter version of that song. Lou will probably be coming over on Tuesday. We can discuss it with him.
I love Lou, and I love the fact that he did that for us, but it's so long.
So, like, 9 weeks ago, you remember when Tasty Diane called in?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "Hi, Ricky and Nicole."
Yes.
Okay. Ricky, I just realized that I forgot to mention Julian in my last phone message to your show. Please tell him I'm sorry, and I love him too. I was a little drinky that night I left the message.
Well, Tasty Diane, it's no big deal.
If you saw how cute she was,
I'm sure she is.
You would just go, okay.
But, you know, it may be a short time in the history of the world, but I feel like I've been on here for a while, and it just, I have low self-esteem, so it makes me feel bad when people don't mention me. And it makes me feel better when they do.
Sad. It makes you feel a lot better when they mention only you.
Well, yeah, but they don't
I know how that works.
They don't have to. Just throw a little mention in there and I'll be just fine.
Okay, so Trucker Alex says, it's Thunderdome.
Yeah, I know that. I was making fun of Metrodome instead of Metronome.
And I said, yes, we know. Glad you were listening and catching our dumbass mistakes. And he said, I laugh so hard when you called Julian out for trying to name any other podcasters than Big Fatty.
I named Pod as my co-pilot.
That's very good. Oh, speaking of that, I'll be on Pod as my co-pilot tonight. I don't know when their show will air, but I will be a guest host on there.
Woohoo.
Woohoo. All right, first phone call. You ready?
Yes.
Hey, Ricky and not Nicole. This is Freddie, and I was just listening to your Hate the Jews episode, and I had to call because not Nicole was talking about how his favorite singer was Stevie Nicks, and I just had to call and tell you when Jed was in elementary school, he used to tell everybody that Stevie Nicks was his mother because his real mother was a teacher at the school. And he didn't know. So he used to tell people that his mother was Stevie Nicks and she could never come to the school because she was always on tour. Anyway, your episode made me laugh. Love you both and sometimes all three of you, but not nearly as often lately.
We can't help. We can't help it that Nicole never shows up.
We told her 1 o'clock. She can't deal with 1 o'clock.
See, when Ricky played the song, our phone call intro, when it says we love our listeners, that's talking about me and Ricky, because Nicole doesn't love you. I love you guys.
Yeah,
that's why I show up.
He's always here. 1 o'clock.
Always here.
Like I said, we'll be doing a live show from 1 to 2. And we will record it for people that don't show up, but you should really show up so we don't have to record it. Mm-hmm. Maybe we shouldn't record it to make people suffer for not showing up.
No, I think they like us better, sans Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Next phone call.
Hey, guys. It's Franco. I was trying to figure out how to send a fax, and they couldn't figure it out. They just started to call you. And I've been called in a hot minute. And I know you guys have been, like, farting out shows lately, like, you're a Big Fatty or something. But I'm so excited for Pride 48. You best believe I'm be calling you out. Well, I don't know if I have to Skype for that shit. Well, I'm at least definitely going to be in the chat room. And I'm so excited, and I can't wait to talk to you guys, and Nicole better be there. I don't care if she got flying through Marissa and the clap. She better be there. And what else was I going to say? think that was it. Okay. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
He was so fucking excited. He never showed up.
Yeah, and there was a reason for that, too.
He goes, well, let's play a second message here. There's another one. He called right back.
Okay.
Hey, guys. It's Renko again. I just remembered what I was going to say. I was listening to Pies My Co-Pilot the other day, and they were talking, like, the name of the show was, like, The Pros and Cons of Assless Chat. And then for some reason, I thought, like, that sounded so much like it'd be, like, Big Fatty's, like, memoir or, like, a biography or something. Like, that's definitely what that's the name of his biography. But if you guys were to name, if you guys were to have a biography about yourselves or a memoir or something, what would you call it? If it were going to be made into a movie, who would play you? Okay. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Okay, first of all, let's talk about his first message.
Yeah.
He was so excited he didn't show up, but, you know, I guess he had a reason.
With a call or the chat room.
Yeah, he was like, one of my family members was, like, in a car accident, and she had to go to the hospital, and I was there, and I totally think she did it on fucking purpose. And I was like, sorry, Franco's family member.
Yeah, right. Because he'd have much rather been in the chat room with us.
Right.
Than...
And it's probably someone, like, really close to him. He's like, fuck, I could have been in Foul Monkey's chat room.
Why'd you have to get a head on?
But just to let you know, Franco, it was awesome.
It rocked.
Of course, you probably already listened to those shows already. So,
yeah,
they're
of course.
Already out. The second call. What would be the title of my...
You know what? I'm going to pull a Sarah Palin on this one.
Okay.
And say, I'm just going to have to get back to you on that one.
Can I use a lifeline?
Yeah. No, I'm going to write it down, and I'll come up with something by the next show.
I know what mine would be.
What?
Memoirs of a Big Boy.
That'd be Memoirs of a Geisha.
Memoirs of a Gay Bear.
There you go.
And who would play me? Ryan Phillippe.
Why was I thinking?
In a fat suit.
Why was I thinking Tom Arnold?
Ugh, gross.
Sorry.
No. You're cut off. I mean, yeah. Now talk. All right, let's see. We got an email from Damon.
Yeah.
Hey, Foul Monkeys. I listened to your Pride 48 live show and quite understandably reached comedic climax promptly.
Of course.
All three of you had a great show right from the start where you were talking to yourself on the phone line to Nicole's slimy forearm and I was in tears. By the way, Nicole, my Colgate spin brush has the same problem if I accidentally get water in the battery case.
Ew.
You need a good silicone caulk. I said caulk, not cock. Although they do sell the silicone caulks and they float. I give them as gifts to my little cousins so they can play Battleship in the tub. Your podcast was very informative and intimate. I learned that Julian and Ricky wear boxer briefs. Both Ricky and Nicole are versatile, while Mr. Marple is a bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Julian's shoe size is 8.5 long, and his penis and Ricky has...
my penis and Ricky in the same sentence.
Julian's shoe size is 8.5 long with his penis, and Ricky has a revolving door for men and a welcome mat. You discuss the sound of people pulling their feet from Ricky's ass. It sounds so messy. Do you make them wipe their feet on the welcome mat to avoid tracking shit on the floors? Julian, let's see. Julian, a good way to clean out your hallway of Band-Aids, hairballs, and needles is to use a dryer vent brush. It will get the hard-to-reach places and dislodge the remaining hot dogs. At least you don't have to deal with the rectal tearing that Ricky endures. One last thing, Nicole and Julian, shame on you two. I feel so bad for Ricky. He has been dealing with some serious harassment from both of you. You constantly pick on him. He is the nicest, funniest, and sweetest guy I have ever met. That's true.
Yeah.
He will give the shirt off his back to his fellow man if that fellow man happens to be fucking him. And even then, the shirt is only to clean up the blood from Ricky's rectal tear. Come to think of it, he is kind of an asshole sometimes. Screw you, Ricky. Love you guys. Damn. Right.
Speaking of me and hot dogs, there's a picture from last night.
Oh, my God. That is totally going to be the album art. You have to email that to me.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Wow, that's hot.
Well, you know, at least I can make fun of myself.
This is true. Mm. Let's see here. Email, more email. This is from Martin. I've been so busy these past few months with graduating high school and all. Mm-hmm. I haven't been able to say hi. Well, the show is good as always, and I laughed so hard at the first hour of Pride 48. I actually had to turn off my iPod and go get a glass of water and then come back. I'm kind of in a hurry, so here's my favorite joke. Two old ladies were walking down the street. The first old lady sniffs and says, "I think I smell hair burning." The second old lady smiles and says, "Maybe we're walking too fast." I don't get that. And this is what he says. Nicole probably won't get this joke. She'll have to read it twice or more. Keep up the good work and hope you're all well. Bye for now, Martin. I guess we're walking too fast.
They have hairy bushes, so the friction's like...
Oh.
See, I got it.
Me. Somebody's cute. Send me a picture. Okay.
Yeah, it was me.
No, not that cute. Next call.
You whore.
Hi, Ricky, Nicole, and Julie, and Joe from Dallas is calling to say hey. And
pause that for a second.
I hadn't called in a while. So.
Well, I think it's an upgrade from he who shall not be named. So.
This is true, Julie, yeah. And... Yeah, but so, I think he was having bad reception. I think that's the problem.
It's okay.
So I feel like I'm being bad podcast junkie, and I should be like punished for it. But really, just called to say hey, still loving the show, and I had a question for you, and I'll probably call back later to ask it. So rather than ramble on too much longer, talk to you soon. Bye.
Okay, well, I don't know what to say about that call.
Did he have a...
Thank you for calling.
He said he had a question for us, but...
Yeah, but he'd call back, because he called back three times.
Oh.
So here we go. Next call.
Okay.
Hey, guys. My brain checked back in while I was driving, so the question that I had for you all, especially since you all were being so hateful to my Ricky, was if... which is sluttier, having the revolving door... to the bedroom of 20 guys in a month, or the guy who is like wearing his boyfriend out 2 and 3 times a day, every day that they're together. And just a side note to Mr. Chris. Hi, Chris. You rock, and much props to you. Talk to y'all soon. Bye.
How much is Chris going to love that?
Of course he is. Well,
I think Joe's trying to get up on your man.
First of all, to answer the question, it is much sluttier to have the revolving door.
Oh, please.
Because at least with me sleeping with one person.
What?
At least if he brought crabs in, I'm only going to get him one time.
No, you'll know who it is.
Well, that too. So, and you don't know which one you got the crabs from.
Stop it. Look, the past couple weeks have not been like that.
And won't you feel bad once Finbar and Nos get crabs too?
They don't get crabs.
Nos. Scratching.
Well, Nos is black, so he'll be going like this. Oh, girl, my tracks.
Daddy Grant gave me crabs. Her daddy's trick gave me crabs.
No.
Yes.
It has not been like that. I've been really
calm. No, it's not like that, but let's just say a scenario that's not even us.
Okay.
Some person who is sleeping with a bunch of people compared to a person who's sleeping with one person.
Oh, just the person same... sleeping with the one person.
Yeah, that's much sluttier.
They have the same amount of sex.
That's much, yeah, okay.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I'm glad you see it my way.
I think all our listeners know.
They do?
Yeah. I don't even have to argue the point.
Oh, okay, because they know.
Okay, whatever.
Okay. Chris, what do you think?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here he is again.
Oh, just an aside. Friday night, and Chris came over. He spent the night, and we were going to have sex, and we started fooling around, and Ricky was in the living room, and Nicole came over. As soon as we heard Nicole's voice, we're like, yeah.
Their dicks all went down.
So we're like, we had to wait until Ricky and Nicole left, and then we started up again.
But. Yeah, which we went to Denny's, and there was a guy there that was so big, he had to use two seats to sit on. I was like, and he licking his plate. He was licking his plate like a dog. Really?
He should have went to All You Can Eat Buffet.
I don't think there's anything open at 11:30 at night.
You have to go now. 4 hours you've been here.
You've been here 5 hours!
I can't afford you no more.
You put me out of business. I don't know what that was.
It not be Ling's. It be Fat Man's Buffet.
You'd be American. Here we go, next call.
I'm making up for phone calls that I haven't made in a while.
Yeah, you should, bitch.
Really, Comedy Gold? Does it sound like a boot stuck in the mud? Comedy Gold. I'm still laughing at that. Sorry, Ricky. Sorry, guys. Bye.
I'm glad
Comedy Gold.
That's Comedy Gold.
Whatever.
It's funny because it's true.
That, no. I'm sorry. It does not sound like... Oh. Really? That was last week. You're still laughing that hard?
Ooh, I had to fan the heat off me on
Ooh,
that one.
Flames. On the side of my face. Yeah, I'm glad everyone thought that was funny. But apparently everyone thought the hot dog down the hallway was pretty funny, too.
Yeah, no.
That was funny. How come you didn't call about that, Joe? You know, he's a racist. He talks about you all the time.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. We don't.
I'm not the one that hasn't sent him his book.
He didn't want the book. Which he never sent. I need his email address so I can send him something.
You can't send him a book through email.
No, but I can send him a gift card.
Sweet baby Jesus.
You know that's how it goes around here. I can't send nothing out because I have no time. All right, so Joseph also sent us some questions.
Okay.
Julie N. Who is your free pass person? The person you get to have hot monkey sex with all night long and your boyfriend can't complain as long as he gets a freebie person, and why?
Mm.
Are you going to have to pull a Sarah on that one?
I'm going to have to pull a Sarah on that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, pull it out.
Joe, I'm just going to have to get back to you.
Is it okay if I call you Joe? Because I have a few stingers when I call you Joe.
And let me tell you, that hairpiece doesn't look nearly as bad in person.
We're watching that afterwards.
I know, right?
Okay, he says he has a question for Nicole, but we'll wait till, you know, she's here.
Right.
Who was the person? Wait a minute.
Is this Nicole's question? Or?
This is for me.
Okay.
Who was the person who you would do again just for the sex, no strings, because he made your toes curl and he made you speak Chinese? Sorry for the lack of contributions as of late. I'll catch up on my Julian abuse soon enough.
And we're looking forward to it.
That one's hard.
See? If
I would have to think it would have to be when I was 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I hooked up with a football player from Virginia Tech.
He was black.
And...
You mean African-American?
African-American, yes. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, those people. No, but It was awesome. And it was just hot because he was like a football player. And, you know, he was like, you know, kind of famous. So.
Wow.
It was hot. And we did it a couple times. Like, not in the same night, but we saw each other a couple times. But then he was like, I'm straight. I'm like, okay.
And thus started a long line of Ricky doing straight and married men.
Oh, Joe says, P.S. I knew he liked some chocolate, but Chris is a hottie, so I'm glad he's making you the noisy handle of the end of his joystick. Joe, I didn't know you had an iPhone. You didn't tell me that.
Okay.
Okay. So, Damon has a question.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have to end this soon. Would you rather have a friend that whenever they greeted you, kicked you in the nuts or stuck their finger in your butt? Damon.
Butt.
Butt. Because if they kicked me in the nuts, I would throw up.
Yeah, pretty much.
I would just die because they're already like super sensitive.
I'll have to say that's totally random, but okay.
Yeah. And like, Julian, we're friends, so I'm going to have to stick my finger up your butt.
Well, if you stick your finger up my butt, I'm going to kick you in the nuts.
That's not an option. You have to you have to stick your finger up my butt.
I'm just saying.
Oh. So, you know, I was thinking, you know, the story of which we do not speak that we accidentally talked about on the live show. I was thinking we could have some kind of contest to talk about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think? Is that appropriate, or should we not discuss that?
I don't know.
How do you think other people would feel? And by other people, you know who I mean.
I don't know. I don't.
Does he know?
No.
And when I say he, I mean Jody.
Oh, right.
All right, well, I guess we'll just cut that piece out then.
Okay.
What time is that? 42. Okay, I'll cut that out.
Okay.
So, you know what I was thinking?
What were you thinking?
Is having some type of contest.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but I don't know what kind of contest, though.
Take the place of Nicole Day?
We could do that through Skype, but I don't know how to.
Oh.
Maybe we could.
We'll have
Think we could.
We could figure something out.
Yeah. Because I think we have to use Skype on this computer like we did.
Right.
For the live show.
Right.
I think we could do it.
Okay.
So, or should we do, so we should do take the place,
take the,
fuck me.
Take the place of Nicole Day?
Take the place of Nicole show.
Yes.
So what kind of, let's do this contest right now. Let's make it up.
Okay.
So, what's the contest? Are we doing more iTunes reviews? Is that what we should do? So, if you put an iTunes review in, let's say August 1st will be the deadline.
So, you're saying anybody that puts an iTunes review gets to be on the show?
Put an iTunes review in.
Oh, it's like the entry?
Yeah, an entry, and we'll enter you into the contest. If you've already entered a iTunes review, then call into the show and ask us a question or talk to us about something. We'll put your name into an entry.
Okay.
And if you're drawn, you will be the lucky winner of being the next contestant on the
Price is Wrong, bitch.
Right. So that's it. That's our contest.
Okay.
Leave an iTunes review before August 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Or call us and leave us a message or ask us questions or whatever. Just call us, and that'll enter you into it also.
Cool.
So, and that doesn't count, like, the past people that called. But if you call the thing is that if you call multiple times, you'll put your name in multiple times. So, that means you can leave an iTunes review, but still call us and put your name in just as many times.
So, we will announce the winner this first show after August 1st.
Right.
And what happens if Nicole actually shows up on the day that we're going to have a guest? We'll just tell her to go home?
No, she can be on the show. They'll just be the fourth person on the show. Because she doesn't know about this contest because she won't fucking listen to this.
We'll just make her sit out silently.
Right. You just get, we'll turn her microphone off.
Yeah, you can get, you'll get to laugh but not speak.
Right. All right, so we're going to get out of here. Thank you for downloading episode 223. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
That's the one I know.
Oh.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Give us a call at 206-984-3685. Send us stuff to P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802, which, by the way, we checked it, and there's nothing in there.
Really?
Nothing. Nothing.
Okay.
No, literally nothing.
Not even dust?
Not even dust. Nothing.
Oh, rat poop?
Not rat poop either. Nothing. So, handle that, bitches. MySpaces, Facebook us. I'm facebook.com/RickyBurton.
I'm facebook.com/JCMarple, M-A-R-P-L-E.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Foul Monkeys. And then when...
And you cannot follow me on Twitter.
Until he gets his iPhone. And it's real easy. We'll do a down. We're just gonna download this app, and you could just do it whenever you feel like it. You won't be getting messages all the time.
We'll see.
We know. Okay. Well, we'll talk to you guys later. You have a great week.
I hope you enjoyed the show.
Bye.
This is Julian.
This is Ricky.
Peace.